Indiana lawmakers filed about 24 anti-LGBTQ bills, tripling previous years. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Lauren Chapman reports on what bills are still moving forward at the State House and what bills missed key deadlines at the session's midpoint.
The slate of anti-LGBTQ legislation largely follows a similar trend nationwide. There have been more than 350 anti-LGBTQ bills filed so far across the country. Bills filed in Indiana fall into four main categories: education, gender-affirming care bans, parental rights, and identity documents. With the exception of bills targeting changes to identity documents for transgender Hoosiers, at least one bill is moving forward in each category. Two bills limiting gender-affirming care for transgender people who are incarcerated and transgender youth continue to move forward. A bill to limit classroom discussion of LGBTQ issues was amended. It now also includes language requiring teachers to report students to their parents if they change their gender expression or request pronouns inconsistent with their gender assigned at birth. And a bill that would stop Indiana courts from intervening when a transgender child is at risk of suicide has also moved forward. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Lauren Chapman.